You are now tuned into
the Alpha Lodge
podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alpha Lounge podcast, man. We are in the lounge. Of course, you know I got Mr. Kyle himself, Mr. 810. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, world? How's everybody doing?
Hopefully they surviving with these gas prices.
Right.
I'm ready to get on a scooter or something.
Man,
hey yo,
we think about that.
Meech, man, what's going on?
What it do, everybody? What it do? It's your one and only.
Make sure that you follow the Alpha Lounge podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter also at @Alpha_Lounge.
So how was y'all Father's Day? Kyle, I know you probably had a big day yesterday.
I didn't do nothing yesterday. I ain't gonna lie. Most I did was, ate Chinese food, caught up on P-Valley, and slept.
And that sounds like a good day to me.
That's really what I did on Father's Day. It wasn't nothing extra. Nothing extra. So, but I did enjoy myself. I did need that rest.
And get a fist bump on that. Fist bump, okay.
Yeah,
you
get that? Definitely. Definitely.
All right.
Yeah. So Mike, how was your Father's Day? Being a grandparent.
Yeah, man. It was smooth. What did I do yesterday? I don't even remember what I did yesterday. clearly, I mean, I didn't do anything in particular. But being a godfather, I mean, I didn't get to see them when I was there.
I know. It's
like tiny little boys, man, and they boys. Y'all know I'm about to make these boys play some sports. I'm about to put them in everything. Like, look, what y'all want? Y'all want to play football? Let's go play football. Let's go play basketball.
So, you know, I need to start go ahead and start knocking me some children out.
Oh, shit.
Well, both of us
need to, but you have a stronger, better shot than me over here.
I mean, I do, but my stronger shot just got even stronger since these two then got here.
Oh, okay. Oh, shoot, she had baby fever.
Man, she didn't want to leave him. She right now, she already planning when she going back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, I mean, it really wouldn't be hard for you to really do it. Only thing you got to do, I mean, much as it's like how I'm probably going to say it, but it's going to suck, but don't have sex for life. 45 days, eat healthy. No, like.
That's going to suck.
What's the thing about that? Like, I mean, a doctor will tell you this stuff, like, up to like 45 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, eat healthy, and that would just like start supercharging your boys.
All I'm saying is this. We have come to terms. Well, she made an agreement, first of all, with her cousin, because her cousin said we need to have kids. So she said, give us 2 years. That got chopped down last week to 18 months, maybe 12 to 18 months. So then her cousin said, I think when y'all go on y'all trip in July, it's going to happen.
Hey.
So,
go ahead. Listen,
look,
I mean,
I'm not putting the time stamp on it. I'm not rushing it. I'm not delaying it. If it happened, it happened. I'm going to just be over here like this.
High grand marketing. But, I mean, yeah, you're right. But it's just like, just trying to say, like, hey, like, I'm just trying to tell you a little bit of some of the advice that was passed on to me. It might help you. But go ahead, ask your doc. Hey, doc, I'm trying to get the wife knocked up, you know, huh? Try to get one out of here. Help me, Doc. You know, I'm just saying, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm already on that kick. Like, I was just telling her, like, I really want to switch over to a vegan diet. I'm already into, like, these healthy juices.
Mm-hmm.
We found this one place. And I tell you what, them juices was incredible. It was called Golden Glow. I got an immune shot, which I think it had carrot, ginger, and turmeric. Then another one had pineapple, turmeric, and I think ginger as well. It was good. So you're talking about Kickstart. I'm already Kickstart.
Well, give it like 30 days, my dog, and then go ahead and do it, or just wait until you go on the trip. You are trying to increase your chances.
You about to make me say something ignorant.
Bro, come on now. Now
you said wait 30 days?
No, because, all right, so I actually had this explained from a female doctor that was telling me this. But you might have to reach out with your doctor just to make sure I'm paraphrasing here. But how should I put it? The longer you kind of, as men, go out without having sex, the more sperm count you start building up. Because with the sperm count, the higher the sperm count, the higher the chance it start going for her to get pregnant. Will she be mad you're not giving her none? Yes, she will. But if she wants to get pregnant, she probably wants to go ahead and contain herself about that. Now, I would just go ahead and say, like, ask your doctor, like, is that true? Or what are some facts about doing that? Because if she's going down there where her cousin's hanging around a whole bunch of babies, bro, we know the female intuition. We've been on this podcast for a hot minute. That's going to get into her. We're just trying to get it. Listen, I am that one homie. I will make sure y'all get there.
I'm that one homie.
Listen, I'm the one homie. I'll try to be humble for you, bro.
Hey, you see what she said?
No, is that
she said chill. I let y'all know right now, it ain't happening.
Oh man. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Hi.
Hey, what she mean by not happening? What's not happening?
Can you please clarify that?
I think what she was saying was not happening is the 30 days. That's not happening.
I know
what she's saying, I think if I know her, I think that's what she's saying. That's a wrap.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm surprised you're still on this live, Demetrius. She didn't find a way to get in your house and throw you down the steps saying 30 days.
That's the reason I said it's going to suck. But that's the reason why I need to go to the doctor and ask about that. Listen, ma'am, I know you do not want to go without 30 days without having sex. Trust me. But if you want to guarantee that pregnancy, we want to flip that coin. Like, it's either, I don't know how to say, go to your doctor. Y'all go to y'all doctor, y'all ask. I'll tell y'all the right way. Please go to y'all doctor.
Uh-huh. Man, you've been the got that boy attacked in the shower for real. She's gonna slip that door open real smooth on him and slid behind that fault like an ace. Took it from my man with the body wash, still on his body.
All right, don't drop the soap.
Right. Sure, don't drop the loofah. He gonna be in there screaming.
Right.
Pull that curtain back.
Oh, you thought you was getting away, huh? Mm-hmm.
He ain't being sleep. I don't see that 30 days happen. I don't see 30 days happen.
I mean, well, that's all right.
Not when you married.
I mean,
Hey,
Mimi, what you came into was basically my man Mike up here. The wife went down, visited her cousins, was playing with the god babies down there. And, I'm trying to convince my homeboy here, go ahead and knock it out the park so, you know, I could be a godfather real quick. That's what you came into.
That's what you came into.
I can be a godfather real quick. How about we talk about you turning yourself into a father?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, let's see. This Father's Day. Well, my god babies wish me a happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Well, one of my good friends. Well, I was gonna take her son out to a jump park, but since my health, I wasn't able to. I go to the doctor on Sunday on Father's Day. Got wished 5 times by 5 different people. Happy Father's Day. I'm like, well, yeah, I got to get out soon. I'll take that. And let's see. Oh, yeah, I wish my father a happy Father's Day. And he be telling me, son, you're the only one that will call me on every single holiday and birthday to wish me that special day. I'm like, I know that. Because I give a damn. Unlike you, unfortunately. But I'll make sure you know I'm still on that track, brother. I was working.
Oh, man.
And it was actually, no, it actually wasn't that bad as I thought it would have been.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
because I actually give a damn.
Listen, I'm
hey, it's always the kids in most cases. Like, you know, we right. Move on, we move past shit and be like, all right, whatever, you still my parent, you know, you still my dad, love you. And
yeah. And
your birthday come in, miss it, some, and had got some excuse about it. Like, it is what it is.
Basically. So, like, I'm about halfway called to my dad, so it's just like, you know what? All right, Dad. Even though you don't come see me that often, well, he recently just had surgery on his knee. He's about to have surgery on his other knee. So just like, well, for now, okay. I'll say that the money eventually come out there to him. But let me see. What's this, June? Yeah, so July, like July or August, he wants to come out here to Michigan and get a photo with me, my brother, and my other two sisters. So so the question in here says, what would each of your ideal Father's Day celebrations look like? Ooh. Me, easy, acting like a child. Like, well, let me rephrase. Acting like a teenager, I'll say that. Like, doing some stuff I did in my young teenage years. Water slide, water pool, rollerblading, go bicycling, shoot some hoops, play some video games, laser tag. And we also, I get the kids together if whenever I have them or get them, and we build something. And they terrorize the neighborhood like Thriller.
I feel that. I feel that.
Ma'am, I'm not putting my glasses on.
I had to agree with Demetri. I mean, last year Father's Day, I went to wife and kids took me to Kalahari. So we had fun there. What did we do? Yeah, we did the water rides, did the slides, didn't do the zip line, nothing outside. Did the little surf thing where you stand on the little surfboard or whatever. Fell off of that, lost the swimming trunks. So that was real crazy. But yeah, pretty much act like a big kid. Really act like a big kid. Almost flashed everybody in the park, but definitely act like a big kid. Now I'm dead ass. Like, I fell down on my stomach.
You know what?
The water took my shorts, and I had to roll over and grab them, and I'm trying to pull my swimming trunks on.
I've been there before, bro.
So I'm on
the you had a Home Alone moment almost.
Yeah, my trunks was completely almost gone. And I'm just like tussling. Baby girl and the wife looking at me, fighting for my life. Trying not to lose my swimming trunks on the little surfboard thing. But I managed. Definitely had some cheeks out, but I didn't. But, yo, the wood didn't come out. So I was cool with that.
You know what? Here's something I've realized. No, go ahead, Mike. How about you before make a statement?
For me, celebration. Man. It could go a bunch of different ways, but I would say I would want to more so do something as a family, like somewhat similar to what you did, Kyle, but I want to take it back to like when I was a kid and a teenager, like we used to find, like, we used to build tree houses. Like, literally, we would take wood boards, nail them to the tree, climb in the tree. Used to build, like, and we just sit there and talk. Like, I would want to do something that I used to do as a kid. The kids don't do, you know. And that's if they're old enough to do it. If they're younger, man, just, I don't know. I can't, to really be honest with that, I don't know what I would do, because I would be, at least my first Father's Day, official Father's Day, like, I would be with so much joy and awe just because of that moment. I probably wouldn't really want to do nothing but just hold the baby, just sit there and just kind of be like, soak it all in, because it's different when it's your child, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's facts. Different, you know? And between the ages of when they're born up to, like, I personally would say 5 years, like, you're going to experience so many different changes, so many different growths. It's like, I'm going to just soak it all in. I celebrate however at that moment. Whether it's just sitting there holding them, talking to them, you know, reassuring them on something, or just educating them about something, showing them something. Sure. So that's how it went. So.
Yeah. Now, no, that's good. Now, what I was going to say about how Kyle was talking about, like, when it comes to Father's Day, we're more like, we're always on edge because if something goes wrong, we always about fixing. Like, trying to fix something, make sure it stays in working order. So, it's just like, when we get the chance to, like, relax, we ain't gotta, like, fix something. Like, wait a minute. We're just like a dog. Like, wait a minute. Oh, I ain't gotta do this? Oh, you mean I ain't gotta fix that? Oh, you mean I can go over there and play with that? And do this? And that, like, a big old kid? Hey, fam, crew, let's go. That's how we all feel, like, as men. Because if you actually take a look, a lot of men, we still a child at heart. So it's just like, that's the reason why I suggest, you know, act out like a kid. Do something you did in your teenage years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it kind of brings a little bit of youth back to you.
True.
I mean.
True.
And grab all the boys and go.
Yeah, do something like that.
Have a water gun fight.
That's it.
Hey, you know what? That would probably be dope. You get your boys and they family, and you got your family. You just have a family water gun fight. That would actually be kind of dope.
But you know what? That's really like the family gatherings we used to have back in the day. And you invite your friends and they come over with their cousins, and you just have one big family function. That's something that you definitely don't see a lot happening anymore.
Nah.
We got a follow up question.
Yep.
If you could have the ultimate Father's Day gift, what gift would it be? Ooh. As long as there ain't no tie, as long as there ain't no draws, as long as there ain't no tools, as long as it's any of them things that they don't show on TV, I'm good. Like, maybe give it up. Every Father's Day, it's the same thing.
That's sad. But you are definitely right.
I did these tools. Hey, here's a new ultimate tool that he will love. Hey, get him a tie. Get him a suit. But to really think about, like, the ultimate gift? You know what?
Ultimate gift? Hold on. You actually said something. I would probably say, like, a suit or a multifunctional tool. Here's why.
I just thought about mine.
Now, this is the reason why I would say a suit. Well, the first reason why I'm saying a suit. As men, as we get older, go ahead into this world, you start seeing other men of, well, high caliber of class or in a better position or some position of wealth. What are they mostly wearing? Suits. And as you start getting older.
But I got you.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
But as you start getting older, you want to start building up your suit game. You know, start having use of different suits for different occasions. Because if you go out looking real sharp in your suit, somebody's going to sit there and be like, oh, you look nice in your suit. And you might just make a network connection of some sort. So getting a suit, it's not necessarily that bad. Nah,
it's not, but I just assume that. That's just assuming that almost every, well, just say men our age and you at least have one suit in your closet.
Yeah.
So that's why I said that. But you're okay. Right.
Here's the reason now. Here's the reason why I say a multi-tool. Now, that can range from like 150 lock piece set to a Gerber multi-tool or a Swiss Army knife. Now, if you get like the 150 piece Saki sets and whatnot, let's say your car breaks down, you can fix right there. Something goes wrong, broke, that is very minute, you can fix it right then and there, basically. Or you can go to like a Gerber multi-tool. And I had these while I was deployed. And it can range from having a cutter, a shear, a shredder, scissor cutter. Heck, even some of them got a flathead and a Phillips. Can get you out of a tight jam real quick.
But so, is that the ultimate gift, though? Like, when you say, because the key word in that was ultimate. So, if you can literally go to the store and buy that yourself, like, what is something that you're not going to technically have or buy yourself? And when I think of that, and I know one thing that I want that I'm not going to buy myself anymore, within the next 6 months, I know I'm not going to buy it, and it would be the best gift in the world. And that would be a Challenger RST. Yeah, okay. I'm going to just put it out there. The ultimate gift, that's the ultimate gift. And I want to stick shit.
Okay, so you know what?
God, stick shift. Ain't nasty.
Bugatti, ain't then nobody it will be.
No more. Go ahead. That'd be nasty. I'm, my bad.
It would be a souped up.
Nobody touching the stick, bro. They don't want to deal with it. I'll be at work in the back in the parking lot.
No.
They're like, hey, you know what I'm trying to stick?
Okay. The ultimate gift. Land.
Okay.
Okay. I like that.
That would be like the number one ultimate gift because you can't beat that.
Until
besides having another life, having land is probably your next best thing.
You said another life.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. I don't know.
Because you think about that, it's definitely the ultimate. Because with a whole bunch of land, you can get as small or as big as you want. Put a whole bunch of businesses on there. You can start getting some wealth.
See, you say that, and it just makes me think that right there, I would say, is probably the ultimate gift that anybody could really want. Because if you think about it, see, now you get me to think deeper into it. We talking about Father's Day. Why not get something like that that you can not only use and build up, but then when your kids get older, you can pass it down to them. See, the land can continue to develop as the years go on, as you pass it down. And therefore, they're set either way it goes. If you decide to put a house on that land, guess what? You own that land, you own that house. That house will eventually become theirs or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on and on. So that's the important part, man.
Basically. So
I agree with you. That's
definitely the ultimate because, like you just stated, with land, you can build on it. You can expand it. Wherever it is that is on that land, you own it. If you want to pass it down to your kids, you can. You can put your kids on that part of that land, have some more land, put businesses on there, and as I like to say, hashtag, keep it going. I really don't know how else to put it, but that's the only way I can really put it. Like, shoot. I mean, we all been on this world for over 30 years. And if we start having kids, we got to teach them, hey, this is how you get money, and that's how you keep it coming in.
True.
Because if you think about it, like the school system is failing all the kids. Mm-hmm. I just personally believe that. Because, like, I just think that in middle school, most of the kids need to get taught, like, how to deal with finances and things of that nature to deal out here in this world. Because the debt that we have, we're actually trying to fix our parents' debt. So by the time mm-hmm. if we have kids, they're going to be trying to fix our situations. So if us can, like, get on the jump to teach our children, hey, this is what you need to do. So you kind of don't want to mess up like us, but you give money and help fix this. That's what we need. Yeah. Kyle, you got to ask, what's your ultimate gift? I don't think we heard you all that clearly.
No, I mean, the land is really the ultimate gift. But, I really don't know. I want to say a vacation, but you go on vacation, you come back eventually. You know, with the land investment, you could take endless vacations on top of that once it matures.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's definitely good.
It probably had to be something, some type of investment that I could actually just retire off of and just enjoy the rest of my life at this age. I mean, to be done at 34 until whenever. What do you wish you saw more of or wish people did more of during Father's Day?
Oh.
I wish they did less of going out to eat and kind of doing some of the common things you see for Father's Day. I wish they did less of that, and I wish they did more of the unpopular things. As far as for most people, it's barbecuing. No, let's do something different. Going out to eat, do something different. I wish people would be more creative.
Yes.
Challenge. We get challenged on Mother's Day to be extremely creative, and I've even been told by the missus, you know, we got to come up with something different. So she's challenged me and the kids quite a few times to get crafty on Mother's Day. I like to see that same thing on Father's Day. I think Mother's Day, I heard Mother's Day was like number 2 on the list, and Father's Day is like number 20.
It's somewhere 20.
Around there.
Yep. So it is.
Halloween, Easter, Flag Day, Memorial Day,
Christmas,
Valentine's Day, all that stuff ahead of the fathers. But I think that's something that definitely I would like to see more creativity and fathers value more. Because it's kind of discouraging when you fall around 20 and mom is at like number 2.
Yeah.
We see what happens when you have homes that are not, you know, dual parent homes. So,
yeah.
If mom's 2, dad should be 3 or at least top 5.
Mm. So, since you said that, that makes me think of it like this. Are people living in one-parent homes the ones that are celebrating these holidays more? Because where are they getting these numbers from? Because if we're told that the Black community is where you mainly have the mother and the children and the father is absent, and that number is so big, we're talking number 2 all the way down to number 20. In order for you to get that number, and that means... Is it based on just Blacks? Or is this overall? And if it's overall, that means that we've been lied to. That means that them telling us just Black people, even though I know there's a huge population of Black people in the world, but or in America, let's say that. But it goes deeper than that. Like, mm-hmm. You have to think that if that's the case, it may be other, like even in white homes, they probably got their dad there, but it's broken still. It has to be something that still shows a disconnect, because there's no way that number is that great.
Let me see. I was about to say. Let's see. I was going to say the probably reason why Mother's Day is celebrated more at a higher scale. More than likely, for a few, it could be a lot of factors, but a few factors. Like, one, it could be the man or the father, the father or the man in the house is, like, predominantly at work. Or something bad might have happened to the man. Two, the woman is out here basically guilt-tripping. I don't care if you for 9 months. I was in labor for excess amount of time. I wiped till behind. I cleaned up after you. I deserve all the credit and recognition. You know, something like that. Because growing up, I was a single parent. That's what I had to hear out of my mom. So,
I mean, yeah.
That, I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. So, that's probably what's skyrocketing in that number.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. That might be skyrocketing in that number. Because, like, with the fact you said, Kyle, with Mother being number 2, Christmas being number 1, Father's being number 20, yeah. There's something odd going on and sad about that.
Well, you know
and
what?
Then, oh, also, not to mention, one last thing before I'm sorry. How many women are there being disrespectful and kicking a man out of the crib or being petty? I think that's also another reason.
Yeah. Okay. It's crazy you brought that up by what you hear a lot of moms say about, you know, I raised you, I carried you for 9 months, and so on and so forth. Because it's just like, it's funny, I saw it yesterday. I hopped on Facebook. I was going through and a single mother wished herself Happy Father's Day. And I was like, and it's not even that friend on my friend list. I've saw it numerous occasions, like even on like other platforms like TikTok or Snapchat or whatever. But it's just like, let us have our day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand you in a situation where you had to be, you know, mom and dad, but not everybody's in that situation. Not every guy is like that. I'm not going to say you should have picked better, because you don't know how somebody's going to turn out when they put in certain situations. So it's not like you can just tell that a guy's going to be an absent father. If you dated him for 3 or 4 years, he might just, you know, the moment might just be too big for him, and he might just piss down his leg, drop the ball, and the only thing you think of is run. So, and I'm not going to say pick better, but I will say single mothers, I think that they should kind of just really leave that day to celebrate the fathers and not really kind of jump in on it and just be like, oh, you know, I need to be celebrated too because I'm doing his share of the work. Well, he would be doing your share of the work as well if you weren't present. And I haven't seen too many men jump in, if any men at all, jump in on Mother's Day and say, you know, I deserve to be, you know, valued on Mother's Day as well because I'm doing her job. Because, you know, it's deadbeat mothers as well. It's deadbeat fathers and mothers. So,
yeah, that's true, but we don't hear that.
Like, no, we don't hear that. We don't. But nope. It's a lot of guys on Father's Day that have full custody of their kids. And mom is out there, you know, either she's not present or she's paying child support, doing whatever. So, yeah. But I think that's one thing for sure. Like let us have our Father's Day. You know, don't bring up the fact that, you know, you have an absent parent in your situation. You know, it's kind of like throwing some shade on it or whatever, because, you know.
Kind of. That is throwing some shade, okay? Man, we got to call it as we see it.
And then, you know, Grand Marketing brought up a good point. She said that, you know, one of the factors that she believes is a big thing is that men don't want extravagant gifts. Okay. We don't want those things. And I can tell you right now that's my
That ain't true. Facts, lies.
It's a lie.
Go ahead and
eat your... Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? You want to feel the exact same way.
Well, I'll put it like this. I'm not going to ask for the extravagant gift. Accept the extravagant gift. So, yeah. I'm be grateful for what you give me. But if you pop up and you be like, hey, man, I got you something. I looked up. It's a couple tickets to, you know, Kirk and Keiko's or whatever you call them. Be like, I'm going. I'm definitely going to find a way to get them vacation days off, even if I don't have vacations. I might just be
right. I'm going to just take it.
We going to take that vacation, you know?
Yeah, I'm gone. We gonna get the days in. It's not gonna be, you know, I'm asking for approval. I'm letting you know I will not be at work this day, these days, and I
do what you gotta get back.
Yeah. We're gonna have to talk now, to that, put that union to work.
Now, I wanna go off a little bit off what you said, Kyle. That kind of leads into two things. Like you said earlier that men are you and your kids were expected to do something different for the mother, correct?
Right.
Challenge. Okay. That's what you say. All right. I didn't want to like mess it up. My bad. Now here's my thing. Because of Father's Day, why aren't women held accountable for challenging themselves to understand what their man wants or the father wants to make them feel appreciative?
Well,
you know, I understand like a lot of men would like to have a child getting gifts.
Right.
But we get the stigma and the bad rep that we're deadbeats. We don't deserve this. Oh, you just doing it just because you're trying to show face or something. I believe that's a good portion of the reason why men don't want extravagant gifts. Do we like that? Heck yeah. We want to show off, you know. Maybe a nice set of clothes our woman got us, you know? Or, I mean, I know myself, if she got me something that I could show, I'd be like, she got me this shirt, she got me these shoes, I'm looking fresher than you. Ha! What you going to do, you know? We want some bragging rights. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong or not, but...
Clothes, Dimitri.
I mean, we got to sit here, we kind of have to like promote ourselves and amp this up like women do on Mother's Day. They want in the man. So us as men, we eventually got to like start cranking it up. Like, you know, like, come on, y'all. You want us to do all this lavish and extravagant stuff on y'all day? Can we in turn get something like that for Father's Day, you know?
So I got a question. Have either one of you received a gift just because? And it may have been a gift that you thought that you wouldn't get, or it's normally not something that men would want.
So are you asking, have I gotten a gift?
Just have you gotten a gift that was unexpected? It was just because. Because normally, you know, that's what they look at men. That's what they look for us to do, you know. Here, just because.
I would say, let's see, my ex-girlfriend for Father's Day in 2021, she got me the Nike Jordans, and I really wasn't expecting it, to be quite honest. But she got me some pair of shoes for Father's Day. With all we've been through, all done for her, she got me that. It was very unexpected. I really was expecting some Jordan shoes, and them bad boys be about 150. So that was the most she spent on me, and I was definitely unexpected. So, and for the first 6 or 7 months, I ain't wearing them because I'm like, shoot, this is the most expensive thing that someone has ever gotten me.
Mm.
But
yeah.
I mean,
the reason why I asked that question, though, is because recently, I'm going to tell y'all what happened to me, what I got out of the blue recently. I was at work, and The wife had the car because she had to go to, I believe she had like a meeting or something. So she texts me out of the blue and said, I'm heading up there. You know, I'll be there when you get off. But I'm headed to Kroger. I ain't thinking nothing of it. I'm just like, okay, Kroger. So all of a sudden I get another text. I'm here. I'm like, okay. I could come out to the car and guess what I got? A bouquet of flowers and sushi. That shit made my day. I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit made my day. And then one of my coworkers gonna pull up and say, oh, Mike, you got some flowers. I said, yep, sure did. And some sushi.
But see,
it was one of the best things I would say, because I don't know if we talked about it on one of our podcasts, but somebody asked me one time, like, well, if a woman gave you flowers, would you accept them? I'm like, yeah, but nobody has ever asked me, hey, would you want flowers? Because nobody thinks that men want flowers. Like, I want the same y'all want. Like, I mean, in a sense, it doesn't have to be flowers. It could be a bunch of other things. It could be jewelry. It could be anything. Uh-huh. But the point of the matter is, just because we're men and, you know, getting flowers don't make you, you know, doesn't mean you're not a man. Doesn't mean you're not masculine. Doesn't mean that,
no, you know. Not even close. You know what? I would like to say one thing. When it comes to, like, getting, like, unexpected gifts, I would say that the unexpected gifts should be something that you can use multiple times. And while using multiple times, have multiple different uses so you can get longevity out of it.
That sounds like a sex toy to me, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No. My bad. Hey, look, I had to just say something real crazy. Yeah. He was being very serious. I just had to say something. As soon as you said that, I'm like, hold on, Mark.
Hey, man, we need a fire extinguisher over here. Damn, bro.
Hey, just know, make sure there ain't no handcuffs involved. That might be trouble.
Man. Oh, well, hey, shit, I think. And some change too, you know, shoot. But the reason why I say that because, like, I know for myself that I would highly prefer something that I can have multiple uses for, because that would make me appreciate the gift that you just gave me just out the clear wham, well, out of the clear blue, more appreciation. Be like, dang, you got me this. Well, let's see what it can do. And the more uses I can find with it, I'm going to be like, holy smokes. This gift is actually, oh, man, y'all about to crown me for this. This is like the gift that keeps on giving.
Come on, sweetie.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not in that type of a manner. But y'all understand what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Like, you
keep
using it, and it's like helping more people. So it's just like, that one gift that person got you is ultimately helping yourself and many more people.
So a gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike, it sounded like a sex toy.
I knew you was going to try to take it that way.
Exactly. I knew it was coming. FedEx, that man in the pocket pussy.
That's the reason why I'm like, man, I already know. Like, this is going to go bad. Y'all just going to call me on it. But screw it. Got to go ahead and say it.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to say, I get unexpected gifts. You know, the missus, she'll pop up with some flowers every now and then. Or, like, a couple weeks ago, she popped up with a little mini fridge, like I said, by the side of the bed. You know, it's my mini fridge, but she keeps her drinks in it to keep it cool, too. So, I guess it's kind of like ours. I guess she debarred. But it's
yeah.
You know what? It's nice to get them. It definitely mm-hmm. definitely boosts my morale. Something, you know, helps me feel a lot better. You know, about, you know, being knowing that it's just not I guess me being just a provider or whatever like that. You know, I'm actually, it is she actually showing that she's still interested in, you know, and is pursuing me. And I guess, you know, we get closer to 10 years now. You definitely want that to be something that's still in the marriage, from my point. You don't want it to be like, oh, okay, well, because it can't get dull. I mean, you sleeping with the same person for 10 years. Yeah, you travel to different places. And, you know, me and the missus, we've been quite a few places. But, you know, you still want somebody. You still want your girl to, like, you know, be like, yeah, that's still my boo. Like, y'all still dating or whatever.
You know,
they get, I mean, I don't think women think about it, but, you know, just like women get bored in a relationship, men get bored too. So, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, nice to have a woman that actually knows, like, it's not just for me to sit back and get wooed, which I'm not saying all women are like that. Cause I see a lot of women that go hard for they do.
I've seen it too. I never really got it, but hey, you are definitely right. Some women should be going hard.
Yeah, some of them appreciate the hell out they man, but you know, a lot of us, there's some out there that think it's still supposed to go their way. And I think that's one of the quickest ways to really stop a lot of men from even messing with you, especially the way that I see a lot of men are now. A lot of men are more conscious about what they're getting back in return for what they're giving in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just really, you know, some people may misinterpret, oh, you know, well, I asked a woman what she brings to the table. A lot of them, some of them will mistake that for like, oh, my career or my finances or my credit score. It's like, nah, can you bring the same stability to my world that you want me to bring to yours? Now, a man, he might bring stability to a woman's world where he can be a provider. But can that woman bring stability to that man's world where she can be that mental safe space for him? Or can she be that emotional safe space for him? And that's a job that you can't just buy. Like, as a woman, I feel like you have to be ready to take on that toll, because once you get a dude to a point where he, like, letting you in up here, you don't really want to get caught up in your feelings and jack that all up. Because it's like, oh, well, he may be more sensitive at that point than what you normally like your dudes to be. But, you know, you got to understand, too, once you get up here with a dude, you're going to learn a lot of stuff about us that is like, the exterior is made hard because of what we have to go through in the world as men. Versus where women are more, I believe women are more emotionally tougher than what men are. Like, they can bounce back from emotional damage a lot quicker than a man can bounce back from emotional damage. We take it, but we put on this hard
facade.
Exactly. We put on this hard shell on the outside where, you know, women kind of learn how to push through that shit. So, I mean, I think that's more or less like where I think women kind of really kind of understand that. I really applaud the women that go hard for they dude and kind of let they dude be vulnerable to them and don't think it's like an opportunity to really like clown them or take advantage of them and really see it like, I need to pursue my man the way I want my man to pursue me. You know, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The missus has got me gifts before, and this is one of those things that really, really get me, not emotional, but I do feel like a piece of meat. You know, it's not a bad thing every now and then. You know, I want to feel like a sex object to the missus. You know? I want to still feel like, you know, she walking around like, I want to hit that. Like, yeah, babe. I
you know, you want to hit that like back in your younger days, you'd be like,
yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You know, you do, you know, you got to lift the lish at her, be like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, bro, you know, you looking good. You know, yeah.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying. Yeah, like,
it's nice to have your woman look at you like that, flirt with you like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want her to walk past you, so you have to turn back, look back, grab her hand, and be like, no, come over here. You ain't about to walk away from me like that.
Yeah.
I'm about to place these lips on you. You about to get a kiss or something, or smack on the butt. Like, you want that.
Give it, like, I don't know if it, like, per se can go for y'all too, but I'll just say this in general. Like, you know, us as men, we take on a lot. And granted, women might do better with the emotional. But as you said, kind of like, we got the harder exterior. So just like, you know, it hit us. We just got to like put it in here, chug it back, and keep pushing forward. I mean, exactly. That's how most men are. And then, you know, once we sit down, we relax, and it comes to us. So just like, we got to battle work, battle the day, battle people. And then it's just like, we come home, we just want to relax. And granted, you probably want success for your woman, but not all the time you probably want success for your woman. It just said, you want some peace, like, you want her, like, I mean, like bring you some peace, like.
And that's what a lot of these women are missing, though. I think that's the point that they're missing is, we need y'all to be our peace. Like,
I think
we deal with so much shit and stuff in the world, and it's a lot of stuff that's going on that makes us kind of have to sit back and think, you know, like, there's shootings and violence, all this stuff that we have to deal with and think, okay, I'm safe, but are they safe? Are my kids safe? Is my family? Like, you got to think, we're always thinking about that.
Yep.
So, when we get home, we want to be able to decompress. We in our house, we want to feel like that's the safest place on earth. And so you women are what give us it. And that's what women need to understand.
Exactly.
We need that. That's important to come home and feel like you safe at home. Regardless of what's going on outside, inside, everything is good. And even if it ain't good, you want to feel like it's good. You want to feel like where you are is the best place for you to be.
Yep.
Fact. That's the difference between, you know, I guess having a house and a home. You know, some women know how to make a house a home, and some women just know how to just
have
be
a
there,
house.
Occupy a space. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, that's
a
big thing.
I would say that way it's called, like you said, house to a home. Like, if they just be in there, that means they know how to do a house. But to, in order to take a turn the house to a home, it takes, like, the woman to, like, become your peace. That I don't know if it was in this podcast or somewhere else I could have heard, but I think the question went in somewhat along the lines of, what does the home look like to a man, or something along that nature, you know? And it's like peaceful, like, as you said, we want to relax in the home. We already, like, tense up, stressed out. Like, when you just want to come home, we want to de-stress, defuse. We want to be like, I'm home. I'm glad to be home. Babe, right. I'm glad to see you. You know, we want to be like that. Like, babe, kids, glad to see y'all. Like, just having the time to relax at your own home. You ain't arguing with anybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't say necessarily arguing. Because, I mean, eventually you might have arguments. I don't know, but that depends on y'all. But you don't want to have arguments to the point where y'all clapping back at each other, and now y'all just want to be done with each other, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I do have one more point I want to. I don't know if we're going to talk about it in this, or we could probably do it in another podcast, but the incident that happened down in Texas.
The school.
We'll say that for another.
That's heavy.
That's gonna be
I mean, because now, like, in a way, I'll dabble in that a little bit, because, like, since we talk about Father's Day now, what about the fathers during that time period? Now, how are they feeling right now? You know.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having to deal with it. First Father's Day after an ass school
shooting. And yeah, you're messed up. And I biologically don't have kids yet, and that actually hurt my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can only imagine if you have children that just happened, and now God erased their names off the contract, and they're with him. I can only just imagine how you feel.
Yeah, that's and I mean, it's like, go ahead.
I was about to say, like, that's all I want to say on that, and just touch on that real quick. But you know, we can say that for another day. But it's just like that father, this past Father's Day is out to them predominantly. Like, I could care less about who I know, but the people down in Texas definitely get the Father's Day for me.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, it's just because I mean it's. I guess this one ties into. I mean, my bad. I'm scratching the podcast, whatever. With this one. But
you got fleas, he's scratching around like you got fleas. He like, man, this itch.
No. He doing the Tyrone Biggums over there.
But I mean, it's just that kind of ties into the whole home thing for me, because it's like, okay, the man is supposed to be, you know, so it's like your kid, you send your kids off to school, you at work, you get that call that something like that's going down. And it is like, you look up and your child is not there. Like, how would you feel? Like, that has to be, that has to be a very vulnerable state for any father. Because, I mean, in that sense, you're really helpless in a situation. And you don't really want to. You don't want to think
so vulnerable.
You want to hope for the best, but then it's like also that peace at home is very hard, because now you're coming home and you do all this stuff for your family. You know, the house, the trips, the swing set in the backyard, the pool, all that stuff is for the kids and the family to have fun, and you come home and you don't hear that. You don't hear those kids in that house anymore. And that's part of your peace, is hearing your kids enjoy everything that you go out for, bust your ass for. That has to be something that I don't think I could even, I can't even fathom that. You know, coming home and not hearing my boys and my baby girl going back and forth about somebody squirted them with a water gun, or somebody has, they ate the last cookie or a pack of cookies or something like that, or somebody drunk the last juice. Like, even though it's arguing between kids, that's still me knowing my kids are healthy, my kids are here, you know, they doing what brothers and sisters do. But just to come home to total silence, that's crazy. I remember my kids went out of town to California
for 4 days. That's gonna be,
and
that's
back home.
That's too tough.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not used to silence, then that's really gonna break you.
Yeah, that's like I was just saying, like that's like when my kids went to Cali, my wife and kids went to Cali for like 4 days. The first couple of days was cool. But after that, it was just like, it was nerve wracking. The house was like
too quiet.
Like, you know, like I'm going upstairs to the room. Like, I literally cleaned the house and I really just stayed in my room the majority of the trip. I didn't go in the living room. I definitely didn't go in the room. Because
you built a routine.
Yeah, it was just shower and bedroom. Like, I didn't even, my kids went here, so there was no point in me being in the living room. That's where normally everybody's at. So.
Right.
I don't know.
So
we can definitely
do that for the next podcast. That's what I mean. So there's a question. There's a question that says, the last question. What was one moment you have with your father or a father figure in your life that you will never forget, or a lesson you were taught?
I got a bunch. I got a lot of uncles.
I have one.
We would, I'll never forget, one day, me and my dad and my brother went over to my uncle's house, and we were over there and we were playing basketball together. And it was so funny because
it was my dad and him versus me and my brother. And it was kind of one of those things where it was like a competitive thing, but it wasn't competitive to the point where you get put down or you know, whatever the case may be. It was just kind of like a moment to just kind of look at it and be like, wow, you know, I get to do something like this with my dad. Like, crazy enough, he used to play sports with us all the time. We'd be playing football and straight, he'd come out there, throw the football with us. We'd go to the park, he'd even come pick us up. We'd go to the park, play basketball. Certain things like that, I feel like is important. You don't forget. I got a bunch of moments, so that's just a couple. But as far as like a lesson, man, I would say the lesson that my dad told me was basically you're going to deal with a lot of different things in life. And the way you handle it or the way you go about it is going to dictate that outcome. So think about things before you do them. Certain things you're automatically going to do because your body is just going to react to certain things. But when it happens, how are you going to handle what comes out of it? Whether it's good or bad, something is always going to come from something. Okay. You're never going to do anything and nothing happens. And if you do something, something's coming from it. If you get up and go to work, guess what's coming from that? You're getting a paycheck.
Yeah,
you can go to work and not do nothing all day, but as long as you clock in, guess what you get?
Paycheck. You get it paid. Yeah, get it paid. So let's see.
That's where I was.
Let me see. Now, with me, it's actually a little bit different because for me, I mean, necessarily did not have too many good father figures. I did martial arts young. But I really didn't learn a lot until I actually joined the Marine Corps. And my drill instructor, he always had two phrases, but I'm going to just put them in as one. He always said, put in what you want out of it. And always, always prepare. Oh, no, always, always hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
And as I was getting like longer my military career, I was starting to understand. The first part, put in what you want out of it. That means whatever the outcome you want out of it, you want something good out of it, well, input some good into it. For most people in the military, you want to get out with an honorable discharge. That keeps you up good with your benefits. Regardless, you do 4 years, 8 years, do two. As long as you have an honorable discharge, you get your benefits. You want a long career, put some good into it. You want a good, healthy relationship, put some good health into it. Speaking into existence, you know, put something healthy and positive into it. And we all in the military, this is so throughout the military, which I'm applying while since I'm out. Always prepare for the worst, hope for the best, basically. I said it backwards by accident. I'm sorry. If you basically prepare for the worst, like the worst that can always happen, I mean, I stay on edge about it. Because if something happens, I'm trying to be there, snippy, snappy. Oh, that broke? Huh, fix it up. Let's go. That went down? I'm fixing it. Because I know if I can take care of that, everything else good. Everything else Gucci. You know, like let's say, God forbid, knock on wood, you know, we actually have some serious bad helps. I'm probably the first one up out of the three of us. So let's just say, for the sake of this argument, something bad happened to me. I got to sit here and think, well, I got to hope for the best, which would be, hey, I'm coming back and do another podcast. Or I'm coming back, I'm chit-chatting with some friends. That's hoping for the best. And preparing for the worst. That means, you know, I got to take care of some finances, you know, make sure I got some things set together so I'm not putting that burden on somebody, you know? That's my gist of it. Excuse me.
That makes sense.
Ooh. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So, I mean, sorry.
My
allergies are like kicking my ass right now. Sorry. Holy shit.
I don't know.
Hey, you prepare for the worst.
I would have to say,
that's another.
Say that again, Kyle. I didn't hear you.
I guess they learn how to see it. But learning how to see things through once you start something. Try to finish it. You don't want to make a habit of starting something and not finishing it. Because that can roll over into other parts of your life and you not even realize it. Like, you know, you may set out to start a program, you start it, you don't finish it, you know, even as far as fatherhood, you know, you just make a habit of just not seeing nothing through. You know, you make it a habit to walk away from stuff. I guess I should say that. You make it a habit to walk away from something, you'll walk away from any and everything. So, yes. Learning how to see stuff through, stick it out, start it, finish it. You know, that's something that I have to say, it didn't come from my biological father. He wasn't. I didn't spend a lot of time with him, period. Maybe a couple months after I graduated high school. But up to then, I had my grandfather and other male figures, my pawpaw and stuff like that. They instilled that type of stuff in me. So yeah, I'd have to say, once you start something, see it through. So yeah.
No, I was just gonna say, I was looking at the time a few minutes ago. I gotta get up early. But before we get out of here, man, I would just like to say to y'all in general, man, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And we have to make sure that we look out for each other. We gotta make sure that we keep up our health as men as well as our mom, you know, because it's crazy out here. So many different things going on, and you know, we haven't really been talking as much as far as like, you know, I know life been going on for me. I know it's been going on for y'all. So I ain't really been present. Like, hey, we'll get to it when we get to it. But at the end of the day, what's important is that we make it back to our home. That our family make it back to their home. We make it to work. Yeah. We do our things. We gotta do in life because we gotta keep going.
Well, before we get out of here, I just want to elaborate just a little bit more to Grant Marketing. Say that if you prepare for the worst, you've already gone into with a negative mindset, so you'll more than likely have to deal with the worst. I understand where you're coming from with that, but the way I was raised and some of the military training I've had, you always go into a new area, to a new position, or somewhere to a new location with the unknown. You don't know what that person knows, and everything can go wrong. And an example I'm about to use, when I had my gallbladder removed back in 2014. And when I had it removed, the doctor wanted to ask me some questions. And the very, very first thing I asked him was, what's something that I could not do? Or what I could not eat? He looked at me perplexed and puzzled because he was like, you just had surgery, and that's the very first thing you're about to ask me? Well, and I told him, like, yes, because I always prepare for the worst. Because if you can tell me what I can't do or something that I should not do, I can modify what I'm doing, i.e. my eating habits, or something I'm doing so that my gallbladder being removed from my body, I can adapt to it and overcome it. And then the doctor was like, okay, I can understand it from that point of view. Because if he tells me that, then that means everything else is good. I'm still breathing, right? I'm carrying on this conversation with you, right? It's another successful surgery that you just had, is it not? And he was like, yeah. So, if you can prepare for all the negative that might come your way, just have it set on standby. And trust me, if you know some military people, they are always on standby, ready for something to pop off. No ifs, no ands, no buts, okay? That's just how we are. But if we do that, we have it on standby, we will be good, and everything else will be A-okay. All that made a little bit of sense. I don't know if it did, but I'm trying to elaborate it the best way I can, y'all.
It made sense to me. Yeah, that's kind of like you always thought to have something stashed off. Just in case something happens, you got a little change to fall back on.
True. Man, all right. Think I'm about to go, man. My allergies are like starting to flare up, and I already took an allergy pill. I don't know about y'all, but man, my allergies have been like starting to slowly be kicking my rear end like it is nothing.
You?
It's like, oh, you scratch your eyes? Huh, here's the other one. Take that one.
I'm just like, I didn't know what allergy was. I didn't know what allergy was until I moved out here.
Bro.
Yeah, I was straight until, like, I don't know. This week has been good. But the last three weeks, man, I wake up, can't breathe, no stuff, nose running all day, every day, no matter what I do. Like I go outside, I gotta cut the grass and I was mad at them because if I'm breathing in all that, I'll be all
right. Yep. I noticed that if pollen is up high, ragweed is like pollen, regular pollen is up high, the other two are low. It's like pollen, ragweed, and something else. But if it's just normal pollen is up high, it's a wrap for me. And that it's like doing an undertaker to me. Like, we up high today? Hey, Meech, come here, bro. It's like, you going down today. I'll be like, dang. Like, I don't know. That's how my allergies be doing me, bro. And sometimes you will be able to hear because I could go from feeling sounding like right now I feel like I'm talking high pitch to the point where it will affect my sinuses and allergy so bad I might be sounding like Barry White in here. Like, hey, how y'all doing? Like, real deep. I'd be like,
man. Look, I put them allergies ain't no joke. I just got to a point where I was like, I had stopped wiping tears, and this was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I talked to my wife, and I'm just, the tears just running. I'm more steady wiping my eyes. She's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, baby, these allergies, I can't do it, and I don't want to pop Benadryl because the Benadryl had me out night.
Benadryl's good. Like, I call that the go-to. If whatever else I try is bad, try Zyrtec or Claritin.
Claritin does do me good. Claritin does me good. Benadryl, like, I rarely use, but I normally try to like fight through it. I was gonna say something about Mucinex is something I use when I get sick too. That I really like to come through with me, but I want to say the cough syrup, kind of Mucinex cough syrup, work better for me than the actual pills do. But you know, it's I don't know. My allergies aren't as bad as they used to be. They're a lot better, but.
Yeah,
I'm just scared of sinus infection. To be honest with you, I hate sinus infection. That's what I kind of think it was nightmare for me. Oh my goodness, all that pressure up here, and it's like, Nah, I'm good.
I think I had those once. Man, I couldn't do it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I had so bad. I had to go. I had to leave work, and they took me off work for like the last couple of days. It was horrible.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I think I had that twice. Let me see. Ever since I've been out, I only had it twice since I've been out, and like the pressure right here, to the point where, like, I couldn't open my eyes. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was getting. I could powerhouse through anything. So to have that means, I'd be like, fuck it. Like, drink some caffeine, I'm good to go, man. I'm just getting back in the game. But if it's stopping me from, like, breathing and moving and seeing, yeah. I'm like, it's a wrap. I'm going to the doctor. I had to get some antibiotics in order to get rid of it. Because I don't know about y'all, I still want to see. If I can see, I'm going to save my eyesight.
Hey, well, somebody told you to put on glasses earlier. No, I think that was Mimi told you to put on your glasses. You ain't listening. I'm trying to protect them too.
Glasses ain't really going to protect you from much. Look, listen, hear me out.
Hey, I got glasses, so I know exactly. They ain't really
going to. What I'm about to say is about to make some little bit of sense. You know when you put on glasses, and specialized safety glasses, and they're supposed to keep all the bullshit out your eyes.
What you the get fuck more happened? You glasses on.
Bruh.
Everything in the world finds a way to your eyes once you put glasses on.
Listen, these are my glasses. Just like Kyle just said, everything finds a fuck way around these motherfuckers. Okay.
You ain't lying about that.
Tell me how lying, bro.
You ain't lying about that. Nah. Mm-hmm. I ain't never dealt with anything getting in my eyes until I had to put on glasses. Now I put on glasses, my eyes burning every 5 minutes. Like,
what? I know, right? My only time, like, I really put those on is that if I need to read, like, some very fine print or something, like, a distance away. Mm-hmm. So if it ain't that, I ain't wearing them. You know?
Well, guys, it was real, man. I'm glad we did it. We said we was going to do it. We made it happen.
Yep. Amen.
Demetrius, you go get your questions answered.
You bet.
And do what you got to do. Kyle, you just keep on doing what you're doing, man.
I'm going to try it. I got it. If I find out, figure it out, and my doctor lets me know, we'll do another podcast. I will elaborate what the heck you told me. Yeah. See, if I find out something, I will let y'all know. The whole world, we all going to learn this together, okay? So listen, I've been on this world for 35 years.
I'm on the journey with you, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, if I'm the guinea pig, hey, at least I can help save y'all too. Hey. Okay.
You ain't lying. In the past,
hey, one can save all. That's another thing about the military. We can do it. If one can save all, we going to. Whatever that tells me, hopefully, I'll try to pass that on to y'all, and hopefully, it can all help all three of us. Because that going down, I thought it was a heart attack. Shoot. Those tests said it wasn't. So it's like, now, so what happened to make my body spaz out like that? Right. Some of the friends I played Yu-Gi-Oh! With, they were trying to say it might have been a panic attack. I sat here, I told them, like, look, it couldn't be. Like, I don't get panicked all that quick. I can get stressed, but panic, scared. Like, I got to be on the verge of death, or I got to be seeing a ghost. Mm-hmm. One of those two got to happen in order for me to start, just spaz out. Like, come on now. Like, that got to be going down. But if it ain't that, no. But hopefully my doctor can tell me exactly what happened. If not, I'm getting more tests done.
True.
Yeah, you got to find out. Yeah.
Definitely gotta find out.
Cause, huh? Meet you over here want some kids, and I'm gonna put y'all two in charge. My kid, if I go down, huh? Y'all two, cover to the rescue real quick.
Hey, you do that, Kyle, my football team in a minute. You start adding to his group.
Sorry, bro. Add my team out of the game. Look.
Go ahead.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Man, you're going to be straight. You're going to be good. Either way it goes.
Yeah, you're right. See, that's all that I can do. Be positive. Huh, fuck it. We're just going to speak it to this. We're going to be good.
Think about it like this. The most positive thing I've heard was it was not hurt.
I know.
Now,
so that adds the other lot. Thing,
but just take it as that. Like, look, the main organ in your body is straight. So, you know.
Basically. So I'm like, well, since that's not the case, so, like, the main thing I want to know is what happened, but, like the heart is still feeling stressed out because of that. And I can feel it right now, like, it's still feeling sore. It's feeling like it's sore and it's tired. Now, I can take my blood pressure pill. It will, like, calm it down, but it's just, like, I want to know, am I permanently going to keep taking that? Mm-hmm. Because, like, to be all quite honest, I really don't like taking too many pills. The one pill I don't mind taking on a consistent basis is basically allergy. But if they really can't tell me what the hell is happening and my heart just keep fluctuating, I'll have to take it. And that's the one thing I'm trying not to do. I want to, like, solve it, like, how should I put it? What's the term called? Natural remedies. There we go. Like a natural remedy.
A holistic doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I think, well, again, once you find out what is going on, that would, I feel like that would be the best route for you to go. Like, when y'all was talking about cough medicine and all that, I can't relate. I haven't took cough medicine probably, we've been together 9 years, so maybe about 10 years. I haven't took cough medicine or anything like that. The most I've ever taken is probably like Tylenol. So when I get sick, I just refer to natural things. Stuff like that. But that's a whole different conversation. Because I can go on and on and on. I could bring her in here and she'll go on and on and on. We'd be here for days talking about natural remedies.
Oh, boy. You know what? I think we can actually do that if possible. Like a podcast down in the future. So you say your wife knows like natural remedies. We can probably get that on. In the mix or something, you know?
Well, you can definitely do it.
Yeah, because I don't know about y'all, shoot. Natural remedies suck. I'm down for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
All right,
y'all. We can definitely do that. We're going to work that out.
Okay.
But, man, we about to get out of here.
Yeah, because
myself in the bed, I got to be at work at 5:30, so I got to get up at, like, 5. I
mean,
5. I
gotta
get up at like
4:30. Yeah. Yeah, my heart up. I'm feeling my body up.
To be honest with you, because it's gonna take me 33 minutes to get there. So yeah.
Yeah. You look tired. I know. I feel a little bit woozy myself.
Yeah. Well, I was in bed.
Yeah. Out there already.
Every time we lie, in the bed already. Hit the button, get up.
No, I'm about to go maybe some steakums and take a shower, man. But I'm definitely going to get in the bed. I'll be in the bed by the next hour, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Be up at 5 in the morning myself. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. See. Catch y'all later.
Catch you later, man. Y'all be safe, all right?
Same you, man.
All right, we'll do y'all. Peace.